नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 33 एंड 34।
अपरे वसुदेवस्य
देवक्यां याचितो भ्यागात् अजस्त्वं अस्य क्षेमाय वदाय च सुरद्विषाम्
अपरे वसुदेवस्य देवक्यां याचितो भ्यागात्
अजस्त्वम् अस्य क्षेमाय
वदाय च सुराद्विषाम्।
अपरे अदर्स वसुदेवस्य देवक्यां देवकी
याचिता
बीइंग प्रेड फॉर अभ्यगात
टुक बर्थ
अज
अनबॉर्न
त्वम
यू आर
अस्य
ऑफ हिम
क्षेमाय
for the good
vadaya
for the purpose of killing
cha and
suradvisham
of those who are envious of the devatas. Translation: others say that since both Vasudev and Devaki prayed for you, you have taken your birth as their son. Undoubtedly you are unborn, yet you take your birth for their welfare and to kill those who are envious of the devatas. So please repeat. Others say that
since both Vasudev
and Devaki
prayed for you,
you have taken your birth
as their son.
Undoubtedly, you are unborn.
Yet you take your birth
for their welfare.
and to kill those
who are envious of the devatas. Purport: it is also said that Vasudeva and Devaki, in their previous birth as Sutapa and Prishni, underwent a severe type of penance to get the Lord as their son. And as a result of such austerities, the Lord appeared as their son. It is already declared in the Bhagavad Gita that the Lord appears for the welfare of all people of the world and to vanquish the asuras or the materialistic atheists. 34. Bhāravatāraṇyāne
भुवो नाव इवो दधौ
सीदन्त्य भूरि भारेण जातो हे आत्मा भुवार्तितः
भारा अवतार नारण्ये
Bhuo nava ivo dadhau.
Siddhantya bhuri bharena.
Jato hi atma bhuvartita. Bhara avataranaya. Just to reduce the burden to the world. Anye, others. Bhuva of the world. Nava, boat. Iva,
like.
Udadhau,
on the sea.
Siddhantya, aggrieved. Bhuri, extremely. Bharena,
by the burden.
Jata,
you are born.
He
certainly.
Atma bhuva,
by Brahma.
Arthita,
being prayed for.
Others say that the world being overburdened like a boat at sea is much aggrieved, and that Brahma, who is your son, prayed for you, and so you have appeared to diminish the trouble. Purport. Brahma, or the first living born just after the creation, is the direct son of Narayana. Narayana, as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, first of all entered the material universe. Without spiritual contact, matter cannot create. This principle was followed from the very beginning of the creation. The Supreme Spirit entered the universe, and the first living being, Brahma, was born on a lotus flower grown out of the transcendental abdomen of Vishnu. Vishnu is therefore known as Padmanabha. Brahma is known as Atmabhu because he was begotten directly from the father without any contact of Mother Lakshmiji. Lakshmiji was present near Narayan, engaged in the service of the Lord, and still, without contact with Lakshmiji, Narayan God begot Brahma. That is the omnipotency of the Lord. One who foolishly considers Narayana like other living beings should take a lesson from this. Narayana is not an ordinary living being. He is the personality of Godhead himself. And he has all the potencies of all the senses in all parts of his transcendental body. An ordinary living being begets a child by sexual intercourse, and he has no other means to beget a child other than the one designed for him. But Narayana, being omnipotent, is not bound to any condition of energy. He is complete and independent to do anything and everything by his various potencies, very easily and perfectly. Brahma is therefore directly the son of the father and was not put into the womb of a mother. Therefore he is known as Atmabhu. This Brahma is in charge of further creations in the universe, secondarily reflected by the potency of the omnipotent. Within the halo of the universe, there is transcendental planet known as Shvetadvipa, which is the abode of the Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, the Paramatma feature of the Supreme Lord. Whenever there is trouble in the universe that cannot be solved by the administrative devatas, they approach Brahmaji for a solution. And if it is not to be solved even by Brahmaji, then Brahmaji consults and prays to the Kshirodakshaya Vishnu for an incarnation and solution to the problems. Such a problem arose when Kamsa and others were ruling over the earth, and the earth became too much overburdened by the misdeeds of the Asuras. Brahmaji, along with other devatas, prayed at the shore of the Kshirodaka ocean, and they were advised of the descent of Krishna as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. So some people say that the Lord appeared because of the prayers of Brahmaji. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Apare Vasudevasya Devakyam Yachito Vyagat Ajastvam Asya Kshemaya Vadaya Chasura Dvisham. Others say that since both Vasudeva and Devaki prayed for you, you have taken your birth as their son. Undoubtedly you are unborn, yet you take your birth for their welfare and to kill those who are envious of the Devatas. Bharavatara Bhavaratara Nayane Nayanye Bhuvo Nava Ivo Dadau Sidantya Bhuri Bharena Jato Hi Atma Bhuvartita. Others say that the bird being overburdened like a boat at sea is much aggrieved, and that Brahma, who is your son, prayed for you and so you appear to diminish the trouble. Kunti Devi continues glorifying Krishna, and since last couple of shlokas she is talking about the birth of Krishna. Like yesterday she was talking about how he was born in the Yadu dynasty, and how he glorified, he was born to glorify the devotees. And Srila Prabhupada identified the devotee as a Maharaj Yudhishthira when he was talking about the kings. And today we see that she is talking about Devaki and Vasudeva, the father and mother. So Sutapa and Prishni, they were the two in the previous life, they were husband and wife, and they wanted the Lord to be their son. And so they prayed and prayed, performed some various severe austerities, and that's how Krishna was born in there. But the thing is that their desire was only to get the Lord as their son. That's all. They just wanted that. And so the Lord fulfilled that. But then, when the Lord comes, he wants to perform his pastimes. So he decided to go to his original parents, Yashoda and Nanda, who are his parents even in Goloka Vrindavan. But again, that when we say parents, it's not that Krishna was born out of their intercourse or something like that. He is the original. So if he is the original, he is not son of anybody. He says, I am the seed-giving father to everybody, including his own parents. But then he plays the role of a son. That's the difference. You know, to be a son and to play a role of a son, totally different. I remember when he came as a Srinivasa, Balaji Venkateshwara, he was a being taken care by Bakula, the old lady, you know, who found him injured and brought him home, and she was taking care of him. And as when she started asking him questions after he came into consciousness, and she said, "Who is your father?" And Krishna spoke the truth. He said, "I have no father. I am the father of everybody." She said, "How can you be father of everybody? You are 20 year old, young person, you know, so you must have been born." Because in this particular incarnation, Krishna came directly as a youth. No waiting, no bala leelas, you know, because he had come for a different purpose. So he came as a 18 year old youth. And he's telling the mother that, "I have no father, I have no mother." And she thought that, you know, this fellow has been hit by one stick. You know, he was hit by a stick. by the king. So she thought that he's gone little crazy, you know, he's talking like a crazy person. You know, and crazy person also talks like that, right? Crazy person will stand in front of White House and say, "I am George Washington," or you know, whatever. So she thought like that. But Krishna was talking the truth. And this is just, this particular verse 33 is just the the same thing is repeated as Krishna spoke in Bhagavad Gita. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. So same thing he is saying. To Shura Dvisham, the demons who are envious of the Devatas, because Devatas got the best of the deals according to the demons. Demons got many chances, but every time it was the Devatas. They got the nectar, they got the best of the things, you know, they got the heavenly kingdoms, heavenly planets. So they are envious. And when they are envious, they try to create problems. And then Krishna comes. You know, he takes a birth. He simultaneously fulfills the desires of so many devotees. For Sutapa and Prishni, he comes there, their son. And for the others, Brahma and everybody, all the Devatas, they go to him actually. And Prabhupada explains how they will go to Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. And there, they pray. They pray to Brahmaji. And the Brahmaji takes all everybody, "Chalo, come on, I cannot do it." So that's what Prabhupada explains in the next purport, that whenever Devatas are in trouble, Suras are in trouble, they go to Brahmaji, and Brahmaji tries to solve it sometime, but sometimes he cannot solve it. So he will say, "Okay, let's go." So they go to Lord Vishnu. And here we see again, we are in the first canto, but in the 10th canto, this whole thing will be described in detail, that as to how Mother Earth was feeling the burden of all these kings. And she goes to Devatas, and the Devatas go to Brahma, and the Brahma and Devatas and Bhumi, everybody goes to Lord Vishnu, Narayana. So here we see that second verse is about Brahmaji, that how he was born from the navel of Vishnu. So again, Prabhupada explains why he is called Atma Bhuva. Atma Bhuvas, self-born, you know, like no father, no touch with lay women. And interestingly, Prabhupada is saying, although Lakshmi is massaging the feet of Lord Vishnu, but she is not in touch with him. You know, of course, we see sometimes in Puranas, we see that somebody touches somebody and there is a conception. Somebody thinks of something and he has a conception, like in Kashyapa Muni. He was just thinking that I must have a son, and he gets a son, you know, because they are empowered, they are not ordinary. But Prabhupada explained that ordinary people cannot do that. So you have to be Lord yourself, or you have to be empowered by the Lord to do certain things. Like Kashyapa Muni got Vinondaka, the father of Rishyashanga, who ultimately performed the yajna to get Dasharatha, the sons. So we see this this potency. And here Brahma is in the purport, Prabhupada says, he is the secondary creator, which he is going to, you know, admit in the next few cantos, like the second canto, or maybe the first canto itself. Yeah, first canto itself, in next few chapters it comes, that how Brahma understands that he is not the doer. So same way, we are not the doers, you know, that's the point, that we are not the doers. We are just secondary doers, you know, even when we are doing everything, it is secondary. It's not the primary. The primary doer is Krishna, because he is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, everything, because he is God. So she says that some people pray to Brahmaji, and then Brahmaji prayed to Lord Vishnu, Narayana, and that's how Krishna, you came to fulfill the desire. So I'd like to stop here. If there is any question, comment, you can take it. Yes?
You said Lakshmiji massages Lord Vishnu's feet. She doesn't come contact with them?
Yeah, that's because you see that the point is that that contact is transcendental again, you know, like because Lord's body is transcendental, so that contact is not like a mundane contact. The Lord is not a mundane contact, like, you know, material contact. Like, you know, Lord Vishnu is not saying, "Ah, I'm enjoying, come on, do a little more," you know.
But she's doing it to give pleasure, isn't it?
That's why, you know, we do it to give pleasure to Krishna,
but
it doesn't affect Krishna, you know. We do it because we think that he is getting pleased, you know, that's the thing, that's the point.
Basically, it's an act.
Yeah, it's an act.
The act of
servitude.
Wanting to serve Krishna.
Yes.
Krishna.
Like when we say, thousands of Lakshmis are serving him. No, thousands, how can they, literally speaking, how can they go and massage? You know, they're doing different services. Somebody's massaging someone. Sometimes it is like, you know, even thousands are massaging simultaneously because Lord can...
Like you said, spiritual massage can see the
most. Exactly. So that's what, you know, this whole Radha, Krishna, Lakshmi, Narayan, all this we have to see in that context.
Hmm.
Nothing to do with what we see and do, you know. So except that when Krishna, for example, when he uses the yoga maya, then Mother Yashoda is feeling the body of Krishna. Although it is transcendental, but she is feeling it because of the yoga maya, you know. That. And she is made to feel that it's an human body. It's like, you know.
Basically, because Krishna is hopping around and self-satisfied.
Yeah.
It's not that he derives pleasure from anything else outside of himself.
That's right. Yeah, he's
devotees the opportunity to serve him.
He's giving an opportunity to devotees to. That's the point, you know. Otherwise, he doesn't need. Why will he need? You know, suppose he's standing there. Now, for example, we say that we are treating him like a person, but we keep him standing all the time. Of course, in some temple they will make him sleep. Literally, you know, like they
put him to sleep.
Right. So the thing is, just because he's standing, I mean, he's still merciful.
Yeah.
Because he knows our limitation.
Yeah.
He knows that we cannot play around with his deity form.
Yeah.
So everything is for us. And we do everything for him, supposed to be. But it's not necessary, you know. Not necessary for Krishna to start enjoying that. But he enjoys, you know, he enjoys. Like, it's not that Lord Vishnu is telling Lakshmi, "Oh, you can keep doing, I have nothing to do with you." No, it's not like that.
Also, you said Mother Bhumi. Is Bhumi considered like a demigod?
She's in that category.
So, and Bhumi means?
Devi means Devata Devi, you know. It's called Bhumi Devi.
Bhumi is actually the demigod of Earth?
She's Earth personified, yes.
Earth personified.
Yeah. That's right, you know, that, like, here is the example is that in the ocean, the boat is loaded, overloaded. That's why then the problem comes, you know, you do. So that's why, the same way she said, I'm loaded, I'm burdened by these demons and their activities. So Krishna actually comes to lighten that burden, in a way. And that's why that vinashaya cha duskritam, to lighten the burden.
Where does Bhumi reside?
She resides on the planet Earth, you know, wherever. She resides on the planet Earth.
Okay.
Like sun god resides in sun, like that. If it's a chariot, he goes and I say like this. Right. Everybody is residing in their own planets.
Okay.
Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.